We need to break the junk food cycle. How to fix Britain's failing food system. When I was younger and at war with my own body, I was a sucker for diets. I tried the rotation diet, lose up to a pound a day and never gain it back. The Beverly Hills diet, a 35-day program, but I never made it past the first 3 days. And numerous punitive low-fat regimes involving raw carrots and dry crisp bread. None of them lasted long. But each time I broke a diet, I would soon be looking around for another equally unrealistic weight loss plan. No matter how similar the new diet was to the last, it gave me a sense that I was doing something productive about what I saw as the problem of my body. Personal weight loss diets have a lot in common with obesity policies in England and beyond. For a start, the sheer quantity of these policies is astonishing. Earlier this year, two researchers based at the University of Cambridge, Dolly Theus and Martin White, published a paper showing that from 1992 to 2020, there were no fewer than 689 separate obesity policies put forward in England. Like failed diets, almost none of these initiatives have been realised in any meaningful way. Instead, their main effect has been to remind people with obesity that the government views the mere existence of their bodies as a crisis. While England is not alone in failing to reduce the prevalence of obesity, the World Health Organization reports that it has more than tripled worldwide since 1975, obesity policy in England has been strikingly ineffective. I say England because since devolution, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland have their own separate health policies. Between 1993 and 2015, obesity among England's adult population rose from 14.9% to 26.9%. Twice as many adults in the UK are living with obesity as in Italy, Sweden, or Switzerland. At the same time, levels of hunger in the UK are some of the highest in Europe. Nearly one in five 15-year-olds live in a household where the adults are food insecure, which is a fancy way of saying that they can't reliably afford enough food. COVID has brought to the surface some hard truths about the British food system and what a poor job it does of feeding the population as a whole. As the first lockdown hit in March 2020, plenty of better-off British households were able to carry on eating much as before, while millions more were plunged into food poverty. According to data from the Food Foundation, during the first 2 weeks of lockdown in the spring of 2020, the proportion of households facing food insecurity doubled to more than 15%. Black and Asian people have been twice as likely to suffer hunger during the pandemic as their white counterparts. As Marcus Rashford said in a letter to Parliament about food poverty in June 2020, this is a system failure. But it is a system failure that existed for decades before the pandemic at long last pushed it onto the national agenda.